here to wrap up KER Politics. We're going to go back to something that we really dealt heavily on this week because the topic that came up this week by an MIT graduate who runs a newsletter, a very successful newsletter, among other things, on health issues. It would appear that it's a pretty well-known fact that some of the stabs and jabs and gabs, et cetera, that are really big in the news right now regarding COVID really are detrimental to people's health, particularly people in my particular risk category, which is probably, you know, getting on in years and a bit overweight. Jim, you want to talk about that?
We can talk a little bit about Steve Kirsch. He's again an MIT graduate. He's a multimillionaire, and he started actually helping support and fund COVID kind of vaccine research, but then eventually got upset with what was happening, and he publishes a newsletter that puts out a lot of information. And of course, if you Google him or Wikipedia him, you're going to see, oh, he's putting out misinformation all the time. But basically, he has put out a tremendous amount of information. He tries to put it out in a way that allows you to review and analyze. In this latest newsletter piece, he put out, he was given about 114,000, I believe, or 144,000, I'm not sure exactly how many, but over 100,000 records from Medicare and people, Medicare patients, and the impact of vaccines to them. And based on his analysis of that data, and again, this is his analysis that I'm talking about, it has a significant impact on the number of deaths with people after they take the vaccine.
Yep.
And the more you take it, it's actually the more likely you are to die for a period of time, and it takes about a year for it to get to where those numbers drop. Now, there's a lot of questions about that. The biggest issue, and the issue that I would like to highlight, is the fact that this data has been around from Medicare for a long period of time, and the CDC is not publishing it nor allowing that out, as they have not with many other aspects of the vaccine damage. We do know that even according to their records, that there's over 16,000 people who have died because of the vaccine within a couple of days of the vaccine. And we don't know the specific reasons because they continue to push and the government continues to push the vaccine. But there have been some phenomenal statements made by very respected doctors in Senate hearings and congressional hearings over the last week, highlighting how many things the government has said that have turned out to be wrong. And from the beginning, this entire, and it starts with where the virus came from. And of course, as I guess Dr. Markey said in front of a congressional committee, it's a no-brainer, it came from a lab. And he goes through a very extensive set of examples of why. And then a number of people have said the biggest perpetrator of propaganda and misinformation for COVID vaccine has actually been the CDC and the U.S. government.
Yeah.
They said it would stop you from getting, initially, one shot would stop you from getting the COVID-19. And that turned out to be false. They said that it was safe and effective. That was false. They said taking a second shot would help you keep, or that would stop you from getting it. That was false. That boosters would help you. That's false. So there's a tremendous amount of information that's been put out there, but there are a serious number of problems when you look at the data and the research that was done on what the long-term effects are that we still do not know. We still do not know the long-term effects of these vaccines because there was not extensive research done. What we do know is much of the information that was put out by the government was factually incorrect.
The only thing, I agree about that, but the only thing that makes me kind of unhappy about the COVID situation is you are seeing some really, really bizarre, quote-unquote, editorials on the internet. I watched one yesterday that basically, alluded to the fact, and they felt alluded very, very strongly to the fact that certain families in the country, wealthier people in the country.
Rockefellers, Gates.
Rockefellers, etc. Right. Gates, that they're behind this thing because they believe in depopulation. Well, What kind of idiot puts out information like that? You got to have facts behind you.
Well, that's interesting that you should bring that up, because there was a great video response. Okay, Joe Rogan, most popular podcaster in the world.
Yeah.
And Russell Brand, who's another very popular, he's an actor but has a podcast. And he's definitely a lefty. Both these guys are pretty much on the left, but they've been questioning what's happening out here. And they actually go through and talk about Bill Gates came out, said that these vaccines were effective. They said, he said, and he absolutely was continually shown on mainstream media network sources as saying this is effective. It turns out he was investing in much of that, and he'd been investing it for a long period of time. And he had done these trials and sponsored these scenarios for a pandemic prior to this event.
Yeah.
He invests in them, then he de-invests, and now his statement is completely the opposite. Hey, yeah, it turned out that these things were not as effective, and there's a little bit of risk and so forth. So you do have very wealthy people that have done, and certainly Pfizer Corporation and many, and AstraZeneca and Moderna, that have made fortunes off of vaccines that turned out to not be what they were told they were, but what we were all told they would be. And so there is a lot of reason why people are concerned about that, and trying to link that together, in my view, is challenging, but it's essential to find out what's been happening and why the decisions were made to manage this, if you want to call it a pandemic, this problem, by locking down American economy and putting so many people in danger, and certainly changing the outcome of the 2020 election because of it, and of course the violence.
So that stuff
has to be looked at.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really feel like it's been a great football for politicians, you know.
It turned from a health problem into a political problem.
Exactly, and that is
so
sad to me, because it is a major health problem. I mean, it's regardless of what the cause of the deaths are, you got to find out what the cause of the deaths are, and you got to stop it. If it turns out, and I believe it will turn out, that a lot of the deaths are the result of many of the drugs that Pfizer and Moderna and some of the other people are putting out, and people like Bill Gates are saying, these are the end-all, be-all, these will take away the problem. Well, we don't know that yet. We don't.
What we do know, Al, and of course, remember, I wrote an article in the Epoch Times. It was
published in the
Epoch Times.
Yeah.
And the name of the article was, "We're Missing the Point." And I
right.
would recommend, back in September of 2020, I would recommend everyone go back and read that article. Nothing has changed.
No.
In that article, I stated no vaccine has ever stopped a coronavirus. That
right.
was a fact. Guess what? It mutates, and we're seeing that problem continue today.
That's right.
It mutates. It changes. And the coronavirus is, you know, it's a cold virus, or a modification of a flu cold virus type of a problem.
Right.
So it's very difficult to manage, and to think that you can somehow solve it with brand new technology, this mRNA technology, that's problematic. And what we're finding, and this is absolutely disturbing to me, certainly with children that are hoping to have children in the future,
yeah.
That they did no effective studies on pregnant women. And of course, the 28 people in the Pfizer study that apparently were, I believe it was the Pfizer study, I believe it was Pfizer study, that they had, the 28 that got pregnant in the research, in the study, the majority of them had miscarriages.
Yeah.
And I believe only two or maybe five had healthy children.
Right.
And I believe five of them actually had birth defects.
Yeah, so, and that's so sad, Jim. Jim, we're running out of time, bud.
Yeah, no, I see we got about 30 seconds left.
So. Yep. Yep. I want to say it's been fun putting the show together. It's been very difficult this week. We had some technical issues, but we did get them resolved. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show. Hopefully you guys are willing to talk about what you feel are some of the major issues, as our bloggers are doing. Got a very, very active blog, and let me tell you, we've got some very, very intelligent people on there. They're very opinionated, but they are very, very intelligent. Jimmy, thanks for the help. We'll be back next week. Actually, we'll be back Monday, continuing with our podcast. You guys have a great, great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.